This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Tuesday morning, Thanksgiving week. Thanks for being here and sharing it with me. It's our little personal Friendsgiving, I think. That's what we call it. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Also, check out the show, SteveGruber.com, or on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. And with me now is Carlin Bowman. She's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. You can find out more at AEI.org. We'll talk a little bit about exit polls and what we learned, perhaps, from voters during the midterm elections. Carlin, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm delighted to be with you.
So tell us a bit about the data that you were able to look at and analyze. We see polling happening all the time. What makes this set of data special?
The exit polls are different from most of the polls we see on a weekly or monthly basis, because the exit poll is a poll of actual voters, people who've gone out to vote, and it's the only sample that we have of people who are actual voters. And so we want to know how they're different from the population as a whole, how they're similar, so the exit poll is a really unique device. This year, though, we had a second poll, a new experiment done by the Associated Press with NORC at the University of Chicago, one of the best polling outfits in the country. And the AP NORC VoteCast project actually surveyed 95,000 people online in the final 6 days of the campaign up to election night in most places. So that's a massive online survey, and that was also a great source of information about the electorate. And remarkably, they were very close in nearly all of the demographic variables and also in the attitudinal questions.
So let's talk about what we have learned about people who went to the polls on Election Day. The top issue for voters who cast a ballot on Election Day, what were they thinking about?
Well, they were certainly thinking about health care, and that was something we learned throughout the campaign. This time, the exit pollsters, the consortium of the four networks that surveyed voters, asked only about four issues. They asked about health care, the economy, immigration, and gun policy. Gun policy ranked last of those four issues overall, with the economy and immigration pretty close to one another in the national exit poll.
On health care, you know, we had a large rearranging of the health care system some years ago with the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. And yet Democrats seem to benefit from the thinking about health care during this 2018 midterm. Is there a sense that voters want to go farther than what the Affordable Care Act did? What do we know?
Some voters in some polls say that they would like to expand the Affordable Care Act, and some people are for pure repeal. Healthcare is a very sensitive issue in American politics, and it's not surprising that was true for voters on Election Day. And voters thought Democrats could handle the issue better than Republicans. I think what happened during the Obama years and prior to that, excuse me, was it people thought Obama had gone too far, and then when the Republicans came into power, they thought the Republicans had gone too far. So what people usually want a middle ground on this issue, but there are some pure let's repeal it all the way and some pure let's expand the Affordable Care Act.
And you mentioned that the strong majority, 69% of people say they want to offer illegal immigrants a chance to apply for legal status. That seems to be a fairly accepted stance these days, even on both parties. The question is what comes in tandem with that, right? We talk about border security or something like that, but that 70% support that makes some sense.
Absolutely, and you're correct that it depends on what goes with it. And if the parties could advance this plus some tough border security, I think you'd have a deal with the American people.
Carlin Bowman with us, and she's with AEI, AEI.org. This question was very interesting to me on the Kavanaugh confirmation, just about a month or so before the midterms, a little bit longer than that. What it's, you know, I think people thought it might be a big factor that people would have it in their mind whether they thought that Republicans voted to confirm someone who was not qualified, or whether they thought Democrats went too far in attacking Judge and now Justice Kavanaugh during the confirmation hearings. Was it a big factor according to the data?
It wasn't a big factor in most states. It certainly was in Nevada, where 57% said it was a big factor to them. What we saw over the course of the months leading up to the election day was that slightly more people than during the debate over Kavanaugh were saying that they opposed his nomination than supported that. And that's also what we saw on election day.
We also see demographic data, of course, gender numbers. I think even back during the presidential election, we've heard about female voters in particular breaking against the president in large numbers. Did that carry through to the midterms?
That absolutely carried through to the midterms. 59% of women said they voted for Democratic House candidates, and only 40% voted for Republicans. And then if you look at men, they voted narrowly for Republican House candidates overall. So you had a gender gap of 23 points. It wasn't the largest we've ever had in our history, but it was a big gender gap overall. So their men and women have differed in terms of their electoral preferences in elections since 1980. We saw the gender gap for the first time in the Reagan campaign, and it's been with us ever since. And men and women are diverging, and they diverged in especially big ways in this election campaign.
I think normally we think of married individuals as being more leaning toward being Republican voters, at least in past elections. That seems to have flipped this time, too. That seems like a big deal to me.
That's a very big deal, and I confess that's one of the real surprises for me in the exit poll data, and something I'm going to be watching very carefully going forward. Was it a Trump effect? Were married voters just simply more dissatisfied with the way that he carries himself as president, or is something else going on? But that was one of the big surprises to me in the exit poll data.
All right. You can find more. There's a piece up at Forbes if you want to search there, but also AEI.org, where you can find a little more insight from Carlin Bowman. Carlin, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.